Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's campaign launch. We are here tonight on Odyssey. We are here tonight on DLive, and we are here tonight on RadioAlbion.com for a big announcement for our campaign launch to launch at Demographic Replacement Awareness Month. This is a huge new PA campaign, and we're going to be telling you all about it very, very soon. But before we get into all of that, let's tell you a little bit about other things that we've got coming up later today. And you're thinking, what do you mean later today? You're streaming now. There can't be any more goodness than this. Well, then you would be wrong, because there is going to be more goodness. And I want you to help me with this extra layer of goodness, because tonight, after this show, myself and Laura, so at 8:30, straight after this show, this is going to be a marathon night of just nationalist power. I've got an extra large Red Bull because I'm going to need it. Me and Laura are going to be doing, you can't have a Red Bull because you're breastfeeding. I can, though. So Laura's going to be dead by the end of the night, but I'll be so hyperactive, I won't sleep till 3 a.m. Because after this show, me and Laura have both been invited on Unity News Network. Now, these guys are a free speech platform. They entertain a lot of civic nationalists. But the people who watch their show, the people who are part of that network, have said, we want to hear what ethno-nationalists have to say. And there are no better ethno-nationalists in this country than PA. So we have been invited on to tell the CivNats the real score, and we are going to do it. Both myself and Laura will be there straight after this show. So during this show, I am going to share the link on my Telegram and my Gab to tonight's appearance on Unity News Network. And if you guys, it's on DLive, so if you guys would love to come in the chat and help us out, if you'd love to help, you know, talk to the people in the chat, win them over. This is a massive outreach event for us. So I really, really hope you guys will all support this in some small way. We'll all get behind us. So hopefully, with a little bit of luck, we can spread the good word of ethno-nationalism to those little people, those people that just need that little push over the edge from civic nationalism fuzziness to the real good stuff, which is, of course, ethno-nationalism. Now, if you want to contribute to this stream, that would be super, super good. And there's a number of ways you can do that. You can donate directly through Odyssey if you're watching on Odyssey. Odyssey now accepts monetary donations, so you can send donations through there. Now, if you are sending donations through there, small donations like a dollar do get penalized more. So rather than sending five small $1 donations, if you send $5 donations, that is better because you get charged about 33 cents on every dollar, but 33 cents on $5 too. So that would be helpful. Secondly, you can also contribute via Entropy. And I'm sure Laura will be spamming those Entropy links in all the chats. She has got a very, very nice and fetching hairstyle today. She's already bounced back from that pregnancy look. She's looking very fresh today, and we'll be introducing her soon. But yes, you can contribute through Entropy. You can ask questions, any paid questions, whether asked through Odyssey or asked through Entropy, will be read out live on tonight's show. So we will read them out live. We will address them publicly. And if they're just statements, we will also address them. And all donations go to a good cause. They go to helping me work full time for this cause, to help me coordinate things like you're going to hear about very, very shortly. So there's several good things. You can contribute to the stream, and you should join us as we take on a bit of a chat with the CivNats after this particular show. So, Laura, how are you doing? Let's introduce you. You're looking very lovely tonight. How are you doing, and what have you been up to?
Hello. Well, thanks for that. I've just been working. It's just been a really busy PA admin day. So one of those days where you've just got loads of admin and stuff to do and stuff to create. But yeah, I'm looking forward to the stream. And I'm also looking forward to the conversation / debate afterwards. That should be interesting. It's been a while. I think Ricky Doolin was the last CivNat that I spoke to. Hopefully I can remember all the arguments. But yeah, let's jump in.
Okay, well, it is about time that we got back on track. Now, people are probably a little bit tired of talking about COVID. And I think, Laura, you were one who was particularly tiring of COVID, weren't you? Particularly wore Laura into the ground. Laura doesn't want a hair of COVID ever again, ever, ever, ever.
I didn't know what to say about it. It was just like, we all know what's going on. We all know what the system is doing. And I don't know, I got totally bored of it. So I'm so glad that we're bringing it back this month.
Well, that's what we're doing. We are bringing it back to its roots. We are going to be talking about the big issue of our time, which is obviously demographic change. And nationalists have got a bit lost recently. You know, they were talking about COVID. Then after COVID, we've started talking about the conflict in the Ukraine. And these things have sort of taken a little bit sort of center stage rather than talking about demographics, which is obviously the core of what we're doing. The most important issue of our time is the fact that people of European descent, white people, are being replaced in their ancestral homelands or in the nations that their forefathers founded. And obviously, here in the UK, we have a special date. And that date is 2066. We have a special date of 2066 where we are going to be replaced.
Mark, are you sure it's 2066?
Well, Laura. Somebody may have made a minor error in the in our recent bulletin and said we were going to be a minority in 2006. And that person may or may not have been me. However, I did pass that email to be proofread by my deputy. Did my deputy not proofread the email?
It went past both of us, didn't it? Just can't get the staff nowadays.
You can't. I think we both had a very hectic week. So if you got the email saying that we'll be a minority in 2006. That was down to me and Laura, and we're having a bit of banter about it tonight. But obviously, these things occasionally slip through. But the actual date is 2066. And 2066 is kind of fitting, because the last time England or the British Isles were successfully invaded was in 1066. So 1,000 years on, you know, a millennia on from the last time we were successfully invaded, which was actually by people who were very ethnically similar to us, very racially similar to us, had large cultural similarities. We will actually be a minority. We'll be an ethnic minority in our ancestral homeland. And we will reach the point where we no longer hold majority rule in our own islands. And this is a big issue. Importantly, despite us starting with this issue, we started this issue with the We Were Never Asked campaign, where we went and polled people all over the UK on what their opinions were. One thing, and Laura will tell you this, because Laura, you analysed all the data and you were there on the day interviewing people and, you know, finding out what people's opinions were. But wasn't it shocking that most people were completely against the idea of white people being a minority in Britain? But a lot of people didn't actually think it was going to happen. A lot of people weren't even aware of this impending problem, were they?
Well, it was a strange one, because we showed them the evidence, we showed them the reports, and then we said, were you aware that this was going to happen? And 2/3 of people said yes, and 1/3 of people said, no, I wasn't aware. So it's one of those where if you ask them about it, maybe they didn't know until you showed them it. But with regards to how people felt about it, only 4.8% of people said that they thought it was a good thing. 7 out of 10 people said they thought it was a bad thing. And then there was about 1/4 of people who answered no strong feelings. But some of those, they didn't want to answer because we were interviewing them in person. They were a bit too scared to answer. Some of them didn't believe that it was going to happen, so they just said no strong feelings. So I think really it's more than 7 out of 10 people who think that it's a bad thing. And we did this project in August 2019, the month before we launched Patriotic Alternative. And it's now, 2.5 years later? So at the time, this census, I think it will come out next year, the figures for the 2021 census. But obviously at the time we were going from the 2011 data, so we might find out when these results come out that it's actually sooner than 2066. But yeah, sorry for interrupting.
You weren't interrupting. I sort of said that so you would explain, because obviously we were never asked. Was your a baby? You were the person who came up with that, and it was an absolutely fantastic campaign. But bearing in mind that people don't know about this, and bearing in mind that this is an ever-present problem, that this is an issue which is rapidly creeping up on us, we thought we would launch something huge in April. And what we are launching is our campaign for the Demographic Replacement Awareness Month, Demographic Replacement Awareness Month, where we intend to tell as many people as possible about the fact that white Britons are going to be a minority in their ancestral homeland. We intend to get nationalism back on track. We intend to get people talking about demographics again, and we intend to get people who are ethno-nationalists re-centered on the biggest issue of our era. And the way we're going to do that, well, it's a multi-pronged, this is a multi-pronged campaign. And obviously leafleting is going to be a huge part of that. You can download our 2066 leaflet directly from our website. And we are hoping that over 100,000 of these leaflets go out nationwide. Now, we have 11 regional groups, and we also have a number of people who have pledged to print stuff at home. But we also are saying to people, you don't have to go and put out the leaflets. You can do banner drops, you can do stunts, you can ring into local radio stations, you can do anything really. You can go and you can call in to an event or turn up in a TV studio when your member of parliament's there and ask them and sort of put the question to them live on air. There's many things you can do. You know, basically, if you can imagine it and you can pull it off, you can do it. And this is about raising as much awareness as possible. And what we're going to be doing is making it a bit of a competition. So I'll let Laura tell you about this, because Laura has done the legwork when it comes to preparing all this on the website. It's not going to be a competition where people are falling out or trying to defeat each other. It's going to be sort of a friendly competition where we spur each other on, and hopefully that will help everyone reach a higher level together. But Laura, take it away. What are we trying to achieve here, getting our different groups all competing?
Yeah, at first we weren't sure whether we should have a competitive element, because some of the regions have been going since we started, and then some of them are newer and don't even have a regional organiser yet. So we were like, is it fair? But then we thought, the overall goal is just to wake up as many people as possible. So if the Southwest deliver 20,000 leaflets and your region delivers 5,000, surely you're happy that those leaflets have been delivered anyway. So we do have a competitive element, and the 11 regions are going to be competing to see who can deliver the most leaflets. The winning region will receive a gold PA badge for each one of their activists. The website homepage banner for 1 week, so the big banner right at the top of the PA website for a week. You can choose whatever you want to be on that. And we're also going to do a special two-hour stream with me and Mark, with you and your regional organiser and activists, and we can do whatever you want on that stream. And of course, you will get bragging rights as well. We know that's the most important prize from Scotland at Indigenous Peoples Day. But yeah, if you don't want to get involved in the leaflets part, obviously it's the leaflets that will count towards the competition. But there's so many other things that you can do. I was thinking maybe getting a statement from your MP might be a good one, because all you have to do really is send an email and then, you know, see what they say about it. Obviously, growing up in radio stations, turning up at events, banners. Sam has done something really, really big for PA Yorkshire already, and he's going to tell me off for talking about it, so I'm not going to say anything else. But that is all going to be revealed very soon, and I'm excited to see what everyone comes up with. One final thing as well, if you don't want to get involved as an activist, you can offer to pay for some leaflets for us. It costs around £50 for 5,000 leaflets. So you can just maybe chip in a fiver or something with your regional organiser, and that can go towards some leaflets. Or if you're not active in your region, or if you're abroad but you still want to help out, if you contact me and Mark, you know, just drop us an email or whatever. Our bank accounts are being shut down next month anyway, so we can give you our bank details. And I did it for the Southeast today. They raised a little bit of money, and I bought some leaflets and got them delivered to one of their addresses. So yeah, there's lots of ways that you can help out, and we're excited to see what the region's come up with and how many leaflets are delivered. And we're also excited to see if we get any bites from the media as well, because that's another way that it's publicised, isn't it? They publicise it for
us. How are we going to judge it then? How are we going to judge this?
Well, we're just going to go on leaflets, because otherwise I think it's going to get too complicated.
Oh, I don't know about that. So what if somebody made international news and was front page of every newspaper in the country, and it generated sort of 2 million hits on the PA website? That's got to count for something, Laura.
Yeah, well, we need to publicise all of these things. So I'm going to figure out how to do it, but the competition is just going to be the leaflets, but everything is going to get a mention.
Well, I might overrule somebody. I might present a special prize to somebody, yeah, or the region.
Well, we could have a prize at the end for like best piece of activism or something, just a one-off prize. Can I mention?
Well, we could have most leaflets, and we could also have like the one piece of activism that generated the most publicity. So most leaflets and biggest stunt.
We could do that as well. Yeah.
I'd hate to see somebody do so, like Ben Nevis last time. Ben Nevis, you've got to hand it to those Scots. I mean, Sam's not going to like to hear this, but boy, did they gain some newspaper column inches with what they did.
Well, they made international news before Indigenous Peoples Day even started, because they did their task early and it made the news. But yeah. Yeah, we could do that. Let's do a prize for biggest stunt as well, or best stunt. We'll choose the best stunt for that. I need to mention 1303. So we've also got a Hall of Fame, which is going to be on the PA website. And I am going to find a token prize for everybody who makes it into the Hall of Fame as well. I'm not sure what it will be. And because I'll have to pay for it myself, it won't be anything that's worth a lot of money, but it'll just be a little token prize. And basically, any one individual who delivers 1,303 leaflets, they will make it into the Hall of Fame. I know that sounds like a lot of leaflets. It equals 43 leaflets a day on average. So it is like a really, really mighty feat for anyone who does that. But the reason that we've chosen that number is because if every Patriotic Alternative supporter, so we have around 16,000 people signed up with us, if every PA supporter delivered 1,303 leaflets, then every single white household in the United Kingdom would get a leaflet. So it's about saying, if you do that many leaflets, you've definitely done your fair share. Obviously, we're not expecting that to happen, but it's just about, you know, doing your percentage. So, yeah, we do have a Hall of Fame as well. And Hall of Famers will be listed on the website, and, you know, you'll be up there in the Hall of Fame. And I will find a prize for you guys as well. I'm not sure how many people will do it, but a lot of people are talking, saying that they want to get into the Hall of Fame. But it is some pretty heavy leaflet in that. I don't think I could do it.
I'll give you a little tip. That can be done with about 2 to 4 people easily in an hour and a half if you do back-to-back terraced houses. I used to remember when I was leafleting for the British National Party in a place called Richmond Hill in Leeds. There were some back-to-back houses there, and we would get a team of 4 of us would do about 1,500 houses in an evening. So you could easily do that, sort of one of you, maybe in sort of 3 hours, one good 3 hour sessions, because back-to-backs are so quick. They're so quick, so quick. This is a tip from somebody who has hand-delivered potentially hundreds of thousands of leaflets in his lifetime. Always prioritize back-to-backs if you want good coverage. That is my big tip for you tonight. Tower blocks are also good, but back-to-backs, nothing beats them. You can just fly up and fly down. And if you've got 50 houses either side of the street, well, obviously there, you're doing 100 houses in, you know, maybe 10 minutes, maybe less, depending on how quick you can go. That's the way forward. But there will be prizes. There will be a big, big thing. We'll be making a lot of this at the end of next month. Our stream at the end of the next month, we will discuss all this. We will talk about the best bits of activism. We will talk about how many leaflets. And we're aiming for over 100,000 leaflets nationwide. And we're also aiming for some big bits of activism that make the news. So this is a time for us all to get energized. The weather's coming good. The COVID restrictions are gone. We need to get people talking about demographics again. We need to make this an issue that all the normies are aware of, all the normies are talking about. So if you put out some leaflets and your local newspaper picks up on it, email us with the details. If you do a stunt, send us the pictures. You can do this all throughout the month. Who's it best to email, Laura, you or me?
I think it's best if people go through the regions, because Indigenous Peoples Day was just really, really, really tough last year. I think we got like 300 and something entries, and me and Sam basically stayed up for 48 hours uploaded all of those. So I think it's best to go through your regions, but if you're not in a region and you're just an individual, then just email me, and I'm at hello@wewereneverasked.co.uk. actually, Mark, are people abroad gonna take part as well?
Look, if people abroad, if there are expats, or if there's people out there who think that they can do something to raise awareness, then go for it. You know, really, every little helps at this point. And this is about just reorientating nationalism around the stuff that really matters. So have you got anything to add, Laura, before we bring on the first of our guests?
Just if you want to get involved and you don't want to do it by yourself, go to the PA website, play your part at the top, and then click on regional contacts, and you've got the email addresses for all the different regional organisers there, and you can come along and get involved in a team activity instead.
Superb. So the best ways to get involved, you can either do it yourself, and you can either do a big piece of activism, you can write to your MP, you can ring a local radio station, you can speak to the head of your local council, you could do a banner drop, something like that. You could leaflet on your own if you want, and just send us how many leaflets you in an email with how many leaflets you've put out. You can do that. Or you can contact your regional organizer, you can get involved with your regional group, and you can help with some of the organized activities that are taking place at local level. There are multiple things that you can do, and whatever you do, we will be very, very happy to talk about it and help publicize it. So, you know, thank you in advance to everyone who is getting involved. So is there anything else you want to add, Laura, or shall we bring on the first of our guests tonight?
Let's bring on the first guest.
Right. Well, tonight we are going to be talking to some of our regional organisers. Then we're going to do the regional roundup. Then we're going to answer any of your questions. So remember, if you want to donate, please feel free to do so. The links will be put in the chat, and we will answer any questions. The first of our guests tonight is Tim. Tim is our West Midlands regional organiser, and I believe that this is the first time Tim has ever been on a live stream. Is that correct, Tim?
That's correct, my friend. Yes.
The first time. So,
hi, Tim.
Hiya. How you doing?
So, the West Midlands is one of PA's biggest and most active regional groups. So how did you get involved with nationalism, Tim? What drew you to nationalism?
I think that like a lot of us, I've always been a nationalist, because it's the sort of the natural way of things. I think that gradually over my 20s, I kind of became more sort of red-pilled and got involved online, and then started to come to conferences like the Scanza conference. And then apparently my audio is quite bad. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
You keep bumping something into the mic. You've done it again.
Is this any better? No?
Well, yeah, just obviously something just kept hitting the mic. That was all.
Okay, I'll try and remain stationary.
You weren't running around your living room and trying to do an interview at the same time. That's madness.
I haven't got the audio settings dialed in like you guys. You know, I'm not professional Lisa Levy, you know. So but anyway, so it was all right the other night when I was chatting with Si as a test. Anyway, I'll sit close to the mic and I'll stop moving about. But question, nationalism, right? Natural, bloody blah, Scanza conference, met yourself, Mark. Just naturally became involved with PA even before it was PA, and then And then I've decided to play my part in a number of ways and as the regional organiser.
Okay. Now, West Midlands has become one of the biggest and most active PA regions. Roughly how many activists do you have and sort of how often are you guys out doing activities?
Yeah, I would say currently in terms of kind of hardcore activists that are out regularly month in, month out, I think it's, you know, I think it's probably around 25. There's more people in the group that are also contributing. But in terms of, you know, just counting people that are out like all the time, it is quite a lot of people, which, you know, it's really great. The fact that people, you know, that people want to get out there and want to do things. It's also great the fact that some of those guys as activists have stepped up and become officers to carry out my will. So that's much appreciated, guys.
Is it true that the West Mids still have the record for the largest peer litter pick?
I think that is true. Although that was a bit of sales and marketing on my part, because I actually had about 9 guys from the East Mids join us as well. And I think there was maybe one person from another region. So I kind of messed with the numbers on that one a little bit, just to sort of annoy Si in Scotland.
But I never knew that.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas now we sort of stick to a more sort of systematic approach, you know, as taking the advice of Kenny. But in the past, I would literally just be going around promoting my group as much as possible and trying to get as many people as we can active and involved. And then I would be saying, yes, this is the West Mids, but really it was the West Mids plus 30% of other people that I'd persuaded to come along for the photos.
And what was it, 106 bags of litter?
Yes, it was 106 bags, which you know, some people were complaining was a little bit shorter than it, you know, a little bit fewer bags than perhaps they would have liked.
That's really impressive. 106 bags of litter by anyone's standards is pretty amazing. You guys also pulled in a massive effort for Indigenous Peoples Day last year, and your drone footage was one of the best videos that was submitted. I think that would be very difficult to beat, but are you going to have a go this year and try to best what you did last year?
That's, you know, I haven't really even thought about that much, to be honest with you. But yes, of course, we're going to try and beat what we did last year on everything that we do. We're always moving forward and we're always pushing, trying to get to the next level. So yeah, absolutely, we will. Go on, sorry.
We need, while we've still got you for a couple more minutes, we need you to talk about your media team, because you have a very, very talented media team and they often create the official peer videos and vlogs. So can you just tell us a little bit about your team there? And obviously don't dox anyone, but anything you want to say about it?
Yeah, well, that's right. And, you know, thanks for recognizing that. I mean, the media team, Josh and the other guy that we've got, they did high quality vlog for the conference, and they got interviews with everybody, including you guys. And I was quite impressed by the fact that, you know, Josh, he keeps, as the media officer, he keeps upping the quality, and he keeps learning from any minor mistakes he makes, and he's just interested in progressing in all things. So I've been really impressed by him. When he first joined, he wasn't someone I would necessarily thought would have been the media officer, but he really convinced me with his persistence and his passion and with his creative skills, and he's well beloved in the West Midlands region and beyond, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, and he does street protests as well, and he's got the West Midlands roundup video that he does as well with the green screen behind him, and yeah, he's a big asset to peer.
Yeah, definitely, and a lot of the guys in the West Mids are in the same kind of boat, even if they're not as public facing. There's a lot of guys that have really stepped up and that are really helping out quite a lot. Because obviously it's not just about, you know, one person, whether it's whether it's Mark or you or Kenny. It's about, you know, getting as many people as we can, you know, helping out, and that can be in a small way or it can be in like a much more, you know, like quite a large way. But, you know, if everybody needs to kind of, I think that's one thing that people are missing. They don't sort of understand that it's not just a case of, you know, everybody, we all think along the same lines. You have to put that into action in your life. You have to put that into action and build the community and see what you can do. You know, you've got to ask yourself, what can I do for nationalism that only I can do, to quote a friend of mine.
Yeah, I think it's important that people pull together for the greater good. And obviously there'll be some pulling together for the greater good soon. Are you looking forward to the April activity? Are you confident that the West Midlands will put in a good effort putting out these leaflets? We've got a very small
Mark, I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to swap with Sam very quickly.
That's all right.
She wants feeding. And
that's okay. I'll let Tim answer this question.
We're very confident. You know, obviously it could always be snatched away by one of our sort of competitor regions, because PA now as a whole is a lot stronger than it was in the past. I'm very impressed with all of my, you know, with all my colleagues, and it's really anybody's. I don't want to be arrogant and say, oh, the West Mid's definitely going to win, but I think we're in with a good chance when you consider the experience that we've got with the leafleting and the number of, just the sheer number of activists we've got. And as well as that, I have various officers that want to, you know, whip people into getting as many leaflets out as they can. So, you know, we've got a lot of factors going in our favor, but we can't rest on our laurels. We have to, push pretty hard to get this done. And I hope that we can make a big impact and get the word out.
Super, super. So is there anything else you'd like to share with us, Tim, before we bring on our next guests?
No, not really. Just if anybody's interested in joining PA and you're in the West Midlands, you know, shoot me an email, westmids@patrioticalternative.org.uk, or comment on one of our channels. And you know, we'd be happy to have you. You know, we're a great bunch of guys, and we're just looking to grow more, really. So thanks very much, Mark, and good luck with the rest of the stream.
Thank you very much, my friend. I will boot you now and say hello to Sam. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to
I knew your cheeky little head would end up popping up on this stream at some time, my friend. It's always that way, isn't it?
Yeah, I was expecting to just turn the camera off and carry on speaking to you, but now we've
three-month
growth spurt. I don't know if Sophia had this as well, but yeah, she's
they have all these
feeding like every hour. It's pretty mad. Yeah, if you want to bring on the next guest, though, I'm happy to...
We can. We have two guests coming on. We have Steve, our Eastern Region organiser, and we also have one of his key activists, Essex Anglo. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Good evening, guys. Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Sam. And good evening, listeners. Well, how do we introduce ourselves? Well, I've been looking after the Eastern Region now for probably just coming up to, it must be coming up to the yearly anniversary, I think. I took over in early April last year, and we've made steady and solid progress in the past 12 months. We certainly have professionalized behind the scenes, and we have a regular diary of events taking place across the region. Now we're getting new inquiries. I wouldn't say necessarily every week, but we're getting a very good, healthy number of inquiries. Not all of them convert straight away. This is a whole new way of doing politics. As you know, Mark, I was in the BNP for a good number of years, and PA operates very differently.
I was going to ask you about that, Steve. I was going to say, you are an old hand. You've been around for a long time. You used to be the British National Party webmaster. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about your history, because you have been doing this for an awfully long time.
I first got involved in, shall we say, dissident nationalism when I was a teenager. And back in those days, it was the National Front, and then it became the BNP in the early 80s. And I've been involved in British nationalism, as I said, since I was a teenager. And yeah, it's great to be involved in this new way of working. The British National Party was first and foremost a political party. It stood candidate at elections. And it was only really as an add-on that we started developing community politics. PA has taken this and turned it on its head. It's the community building, it's the team it's building the team first, building the community links, building strong bonds between those individuals within the community, initially at a regional level. But we're starting to see now that as our region grows, as it must be true of other regions, that we're localizing along county lines. So, as I said, this presents a whole new way of bringing people into dissident politics. A lot of people are attracted to the community bonding, the community building. Other people are coming on board as a result of their interest in politics. But yeah, this is a fresh new approach to radical nationalism. And I'm very pleased to be a part of it.
Superb.
Should I ask my colleague Esther Fangler, as the name suggests? He is our county contact and coordinator for the most populous county in the Eastern Region, and that is the County of Essex. So good evening, Essex Angler.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got some, Eastern Region have got some considerable form on the mass distribution of leaflets.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because obviously you were the guys who arranged that huge leafleting campaign at the recent by-election in Southend, where you put out nearly 15,000 anti-Conservative Party leaflets. That must have been a massive effort to actually arrange and carry out. How did you do that?
Over to you, Essex.
Oh, well, yeah, it wasn't easy, that's for sure. It's trying to get nationalists to get focused on one thing is it's like herding cats. It was a lot of planning, a lot of looking at maps, drawing out routes for people, counting out leaflets. It was a lot of man hours, that's for sure. Everyone did a really good job there.
But yeah, it was an impressive feat to get 14,000. I can tell you exactly, it was 14,800 leaflets. How do I know that? Because one other region asked me for 200 leaflets. So, and I know we took delivery of 15,000, and we did it in just over 3 weeks. The campaign lasted, just over 3 weeks. And I think Mark can confirm this, for the roughly 15,000 leaflets that we put out, the Conservative vote went down by the same number. I'm sure that's a coincidence, but I think
I'm not sure it is a coincidence. I'm not sure it is a coincidence. I think that's
very impressive if it was true.
And I think it's very, very impressive, but I think it did impact the vote almost one for one. Considering that leaflet got more publicity during that campaign than any other piece of literature that went out over the duration, that says it all, really, because you guys put this one leaflet out and it got inches and inches in newspapers. It got mentioned all over the internet. It caused a massive buzz on Twitter. People were going absolutely mental about it. So I do think it had a huge impact. And it just goes to show that even though at the moment we're locked out of the electoral process, we are absolutely able to make a big, big difference when you guys pull together and do something else. So talking about making a big difference, are you looking forward to the Demographic Replacement Awareness Month? Are you guys planning something big for that?
Indeed we are. We're not going to say too much, but we have a number of non-leafleting activities in the pipeline. We'll execute those in the month, Drama Month, as we're calling it here, Demographic Replacement Awareness Month of April. Nice acronym there of Drama. And yes, we've just taken delivery of our first batch of 2066 leaflets ready for handing over in the coming days. We've got our activists primed across all the six counties of the region, and we're looking forward to lifting that trophy. Isn't that right, Essex?
Yes, I was going to add. Yeah, we are definitely going to win. That is a certainty. Yeah.
Yeah, but we've been busy in other areas as well. We launched our Rewilding the Eastern Region initiative at the first weekend of the month. In fact, just after the conference, we had our monthly hike by design, of course, in Bedfordshire. And we planted our first hedgehog box in the countryside on the Dunstable Downs. And it was Essex that actually hand-built that himself. Do you want to tell us about why we're building
this? Tell us a bit about that, because I love hedgehogs and I know that they're an endangered species now, so I'd be very interested to know a bit about that.
Hedgehogs are in serious decline. We have lost something like 75% of their numbers in 30 years. And part of the problem is modern housing developments. You go back 30, 40 years, most people had a garden and they would have had possibly a chain link fence or they would have had hedges. Nowadays, modern developments are fully enclosed gardens with wooden fences. Hedgehogs can't get through wooden fences. They simply do not have the ability to chew through a wooden fence. And this is a serious problem. And there is a charity, I don't know what you call it, the Hedgehog Society of Britain or something like that, that are now in talks with these housing developments. And there's massive housing developments going on right across our region. Every single sizable town in the region has got some kind of housing development. And they're trying to bring about some kind of dialogue with these developers to ensure that the gardens are more hedgehog and other mammal friendly. Simply, all they need to do is cut a small hole 4 or 5 inches in diameter at the bottom of each fence that they put up in people's gardens, and they would allow a natural wildlife corridor.
Well, you could even just suspend those fences by about, what, 6 inches off the ground, and anything could walk under at any point, then it would be fine.
Exactly. So we've got several hedgehog boxes in the making at the moment, and we are looking at other things, bird boxes and what are called wildflower pods or wildflower balls, which are wildflower seeds in a small ball, golf ball size ball of clay, and these can be dropped on verges or the entrances to communal parks, etc., other communal areas. And over a period of a few days, a few weeks, the seeds start to germinate and you end up with a nice patch of native wildflowers. So that's part of our initiative. And I can see from other chats that have been taking place that a few other regions have taken this on board. And good, excellent. Let's see it being rolled out nationwide.
Yeah, we've
that's absolutely fantastic.
Sorry, taking your lead, Steve. This weekend we'll actually be we're having kind of like a family community event, and we're going to be building bird boxes with the children. So I've got a bunch of timber that I've cut down, and it's basically going to be allow them to just like kits essentially, and they're just going to put them all together with our help. But yeah, I love this this push that we're doing. I think it was one of our guys in Yorkshire basically said the right was the originators of the entire kind of environmentalism, and then the left has kind of hijacked it. And well, they just haven't got serious solutions to any of this stuff at all.
They're thinking too grandly, too globally, when it's local initiatives, small things like this, building a hedgehog box, building a bird box, doing things like this, and literally in your own back garden or in your own village. It's basic stuff like this that really makes the difference. It's not going on to some kind of symposium and talking about carbon neutral projects, et cetera, et cetera. This is what really matters. And we care about our local areas. We can bear about, we do actually care about our countryside and all the native species of plants and animals within it. You enjoyed making that bird box, the hedgehog box, didn't you, Essex?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, actually. It was surprisingly easy. I managed to source pallet wood from locally, so and it took a couple of hours, a few screws, and that was it. It was a lovely job.
A lot of the branding you did on it as well.
Yeah, so I went to Half Pint to design us a lovely logo, which he's great at doing. So that was it tied it all together, I think.
And what else have we been doing in Essex?
Well, I was going to say don't tell us too much about this because we're going to do our monthly roundup soon of what all the groups are doing. But I just wanted to get your final words about what you hope for the future with PA, what you guys are hoping will come in the future for your region.
A continual growth in numbers, of course, and also a continuing improvement. And we're seeing this already, a continuous improvement in the quality of the people that we are recruiting. Without doubt, PA is attracting the highest caliber of individuals. People who come to PA are generally very well educated. They are politically aware. They might not necessarily be completely on board with our 20-point plan, but they certainly are aware of what is going on in the world. So they're knowledgeable. They are talented. They have got their own experiences and their own successes in their own lives. And it is the caliber of people which never fails to impress me. And the fact that we have so much talent, which we can utilize and ultimately achieve a degree of victory here. I'd like to see all the regions grow both quantitatively and qualitatively in the coming months.
Okay. Any last words from you, Anglo Essex, before we do the monthly roundup?
Just that Essex, we host monthly social gatherings at the beginning of every month. Our next one, we're going to a driving range. Should be quite a lot of fun. If you're in Essex and want to get involved, just drop me a message on Telegram. It's the same name you see on the screen right now. So, yeah, have a good evening.
Well, thank you so much to both of you. And me and Sam will take it from here. Thank you, guys. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Good luck with Demographic Replacement Awareness Month. Thank you. Am I stuck with you now, Sam?
No, she's coming back. I just wanted to say one last thing. The lead up to drama, we said in the RO chat that it's like, oh, in the future, we'll let everyone know what we're planning on doing so that it's a bit less competitive, a bit more friendly. And the lead up to drama, everyone, it's like the end of The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, except instead of just three of them, there's like 12 of us all there with like hands on holsters, just waiting to see who's going to shoot you first. So it's like every region's got a little something planned, and I'm really excited to see, like, 1st of April, I think there's going to be a massive just like, bah! And then all through the month as well, we're going to see who's got, like, the long-term kind of ideas, and then who's got the kind of quick fire shots and everything. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'll switch my camera off now, though, and I'll swap for Laura, who's just waiting in the wings now.
Okay, you do that, my friend, and I am going to prepare our monthly activities so that myself and Laura can talk about what we have been up to. Hello, Laura. Have you got a happy, well-fed baby?
Hello. I have a milk-drunk baby. She gets milk-drunk and she's ready for sleep now. Sorry about that.
That is good. Right. Okay. Let's start with the East Midlands, and I'll kick things off. The East Midlands had a Derby homeless outreach this month. They went out on the streets of Derby providing food parcels, bottled water and hygiene products to the many homeless out in the cold. In total, we donated 20 packages. Fantastic. And there's some pictures there of them doing that. Absolutely brilliant. River Saw Litter Pick. We collected litter around the paths and walkways along the River Saw in Leicestershire. After clearing up an impressive haul of 30 bin bags and 2 car tyres, we made our way to a pub grill and treated ourselves to a meal and a pint after a job well done. Well, that is an absolutely huge effort there. And litter pick's one of the most important things, though. Thank you so much. And then they also did some indoor climbing with PA Yorkshire. They met up with PA Yorkshire, which included an egg, which I think that means Sam. Activists of mixed ability spent the afternoon bouldering and lifting weights. Everyone pushed themselves to the end, and fun was had by all. So that is a massive positive there. I'm going to try and bring up the next one. So are you going to do the next one, Laura? Do you have them? Do you have them at the ready?
Yeah.
Let me just share that.
Eastern?
It is indeed Eastern.
Okay, so PA Eastern had a joint visit with London to the Victoria and Albert Museum. They had 24 activists at the spring conference. They took part in an escape room. They had a post-conference hike along the Dunstable Downs. They placed their first hedgehog house there. They've also been embracing the struggle at the gym. They're preparing for drama with our first batch of 10,000 leaflets, and more than just leafleting has been planned. And their book club has been reviewing Making Sense of Race by Dr. Edward Dutton, which is a good book. We've reviewed that, haven't we, for the PA book club?
I think we have. It was
well done, Eastern.
Well done indeed. Okay, the next one is, this has brought up London, is that correct? Yes, it must be. London. Well, they visited Ed Dutton Talk in Croydon, followed by a meal. There's a lot of Ed Dutton tonight, isn't there? They did fitness and self-defense training, followed by a roast meal. That looks rather excellent. 4 home-vetted people joined our community. 5 more home visits are planned, and they've got leafleting days planned. London also did an amazing banner drop. They travelled down to Dover and did a response to the P&O ferry scandal, where all the British people, all the British workers were sacked and replaced with migrants. They are also doing some life skills events. Now, this is one of the really important things about PA. PA isn't just about leafleting. It's not just about knocking on doors. They did a mechanics life skills course, helping people to understand the basics of servicing a car. Now, these things, you can underestimate things like that, but that is very important. And they also did a life skill of growing crops. That's also important. We did that with Sophia last year, actually. We grew some potatoes, and they were very good. And they did a joint trip and tour of the V&A Museum with a recording of our local activist guide. Fantastic. And they attended, this is another thing that we'll be talking about soon. London attended a BAME event, a Black and Minority Ethnic event, for a banner drop and investigation and a follow-up. And we did them some special leaflets, Stop Anti-White Discrimination, and they did a big banner drop there. So we are actually going to be having 2 of the girls. That was done by our London group, but it was also attended by Jodie Kay and Katie Fanning. They are coming on our, they're either going to come on PWR or we're going to do a special event highlighting what they've done, because that was a fantastic event. So London have been really, really busy this month. So congratulations to all those involved in London PA. It sounds like you have had one hell of a packed month. So now the Northeast.
Okay, so the Northeast were out and about in Newcastle providing food, water and hand warmers to the homeless. Despite the bitter cold weather, there were still many of our folks sitting out on the streets. The picture in the middle at the top is a rare red squirrel that they saw out on their travels. We'll take him as a good omen, protect our native species and stop building on the green belt. Top right, visited the lovely seaside town of Tynemouth, went to the bustling market in the recently restored Victorian train station, then walked to the very grand monument commemorating Vice Admiral Collingwood, second in command at the Battle of Trafalgar. So we raised the banner Love Your Nation in his honour and all who fought to protect their land and families and nation. Bottom right, they were out leafleting in Blyth, Northumberland, which is a traditional part of mining town, and they did 400 leaflets there and then had a meal. They were out leafleting in the areas of Donwell and Usworth. They were out in Pallion, Sunderland, delivering immigration leaflets. So this was in response to a court case for a white man who was stabbed near the heart, and his attacker was non-white and was only given a suspended sentence. They attended the conference and they also launched Maypole Antiques, which was an antique stand that we had at the conference. They have a Telegram channel, so check them out. And they were also out leafleting in Springwell. There were many signs up around the town which echoed our sentiments on protecting and cherishing our countryside. So they did 600 leaflets that day. So well done to the Northeast as well.
The Northeast are on fire, aren't they? That's an amazing, another amazingly full sheet.
Yeah, they're quite a new region as well. So they
get extra points. Small team.
Yeah, I've never seen one. You know, I've never seen a red
squirrel. Never seen a red squirrel. I have, but only at places which are reserves for them. So, but yeah, that is a fantastic picture. Well done, Northeast. Keep up the good work. So I better do the Northwest. On the 12th, activists completed a banner drop atop the Old Pale Hill before descending through Delamere Forest. That looks fantastic. I love big walks like that. The end of February, activists took to the Ribble Valley for a lovely circular walk, finishing with a pub meal. Following Easton's lead, the North West built a few of their own hedgehog houses and installed them in hedgerows. That is fantastic. You know, I might add some of them to the hedgerow behind my house. They are brilliant. And thanks to generous donations from activists and officers, they've managed to secure 25,000 leaflets ahead of next month's activity. Well, the Northwest, that, I mean, if every region did 25,000 leaflets, we'd have a quarter of a million, and I would be the happiest man alive if we did that.
Imagine did a quarter of a million leaflets. That would just be mental.
That would be amazing. So Godspeed to the Northwest, guys, and well done for the hedgehog. In fact, that hedgehog house is pretty damn impressive. It actually looks like it could even be a two-story house. I mean, what kind of hedgehog lives in a two-story mansion, Laura? That is the question.
And also, the Northwest don't have a regional organizer, so they're doing that by themselves without an official regional organizer. So if anyone's listening from the Northwest, we are still looking for an RO. You've got a fully up and running region there with some good guys, but yeah, we still do need an RO. So let's do Scotland. I've just worked out Wales is going to land on you, Mark.
Scotland are packed again, aren't they? Does Scotland ever stop? Do these Scottish activists ever sleep?
Yeah, so Scotland did their Chris Donald Memorial. So they had a speech and 43 people in attendance. And then they moved on to do a banner drop over the M8 bridge through Glasgow with 32 nationalists attending. The video can be viewed on their Odyssey channel. That was the event which kicked off that article in the Scottish Sun, which was just absolutely horrible. So Scotland got into the papers as well. Or they've written in the middle. We managed to get a newspaper article written about the Chris Donald Memorial in which the journalism was to the usual disingenuous standard. 12 people attended the Southern Conference, including the two best speakers. I'm not sure about that. Three rounds of...
I mean, not to quibble with the infographic. But
three rounds of leafleting in Bridgerton, Tilly Country, and Alva. So 2,500 leaflets in all. They contributed 5 articles to the PA website, did 2 litter picks, and the monthly Claymore newsletter was released, and their community chat is now at 55 people. And then in the middle, they've also just added Chris Donald, 1988 to 2004. Rest in peace.
Well, that is another fantastic month from the Scots. Now, on to the southeast. Kent Local Contact ran his first event, which allows us to spread out our events further to give more patriots in the region a chance to attend. They had a very good turnout at the conference. It was a very good picture. You can see how packed the room is there. Our community chat continues to grow with more home visits planned. Lots of leaflets planned for next month where activists chipping in to get thousands more 26s. This event, I said 100,000, but I'm hopeful now. I'm hopeful for something much bigger. I mean, 100,000 is a lot of leaflets, but this looks good already. I said their second event was in Tunbridge Wells, Kent, which included a hike and litter picking. That looks beautiful, an old steam train and a banner drop. They've not got much text. They seem to actually have more activity pictures than they do have texts. The day after the conference, a handful of activists met up in Shear in Surrey. So they've actually got 2 banner drops, a trip on a steam train, a litter pick, a hike, a meal. It sounds like they've been up to lots of stuff. You need more text on the graphics, guys, because there's obviously a lot going on there. Well done.
Yeah, also, the South... this is the Southeast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Southeast also don't have a regional organiser. So, again, it's one of our two regions that they're just doing it by themselves. People are just getting out there and doing stuff. We're still looking for a regional organiser for the Southeast. If anyone's listening, you've got a team that's already active, a really, really, really good group of guys and girls. So, yeah, little plug there for the RO. But let's move on to the Southwest. So we're on Clare's region.
Lots of stuff here.
Lots of text on this one. So they had good numbers in attendance at the conference where they made friends with other regional members and had a wonderful time. Also, the initiative that we've just launched, Drama, was actually the idea of PA Southwest. So Claire and Stuart pitched that to us and we decided that we wanted to do that. Also, Clean and Pure Soap were selling their lovely products at the conference. We ventured on a hike to the Mendip Hills, and after the group had exhausted itself, we met for a well-deserved pint in the pub, unfurling our banner over the beautiful vista of the Blagdon Lake. All month, our top leafleting region, Somerset, was out in force delivering the Red Squirrel leaflets. Activists from Wiltshire visited Salisbury City and delivered 300 leaflets to the residents there. They received an entirely positive response. We've appointed Titus, who writes excellent articles for the main website, so he's writing their regional media posts now, and the newsletter will be up and running soon. A few of their community members got together for a challenging treetop adventure at Haldon Forest. We laughed so much and had an awesome time, although Claire the arrow is still a bit worse for wear. And our Devon local contact, John, had a response article published in a local newspaper, which was well-informed, comprehensive and startlingly simple reply to the global drive to have a cashless society. This is one of the many ways in which you can have your voice heard at a community level. So that's the Southwest. Well done, guys.
Just seems everyone's had such a packed month again. We've never had a bad month, although I have Wales, which I do love the Welsh, but let's hope there's no big words. Several leaflet distributions were organised in both the north and south of the country. Continuation of our ongoing White Lives Matter Drop a Rock campaign. They're brilliant. The White Lives Matter rocks on the beach. I really like that. Hikes in the good weather. Casual coffee mornings with PA activists. Wow, it looks like their meal's absolutely packed there. PA Wales made a great effort to drop their Leave History Alone banners at 5 different locations. Now, this is really important. This is the kind of thing that I love. Leave History Alone banners. They did 5 of these up and down the lengths and breadths of Wales and even crossed over the border and did a few in England. Campaigns like that are great because me and Laura don't... This is the beauty of PA. Me and Laura don't come up with stuff like this. They came up with it themselves and it's absolutely brilliant. I want to say a special thanks to a big Joe Marsh for that. He has done some sterling work. There's a cheeky picture of him there. By the Novotel, I believe. He says, spontaneous banner drops and protests outside migrant hotels and schools of sanctuary in South Wales. Joe Marsh is a force of nature. A number of also spontaneous litter picks. They organised a preliminary joint social cultural event with our PA neighbours in Shrewsbury Town before bringing home the bacon with the much larger Operation Ludlow, where a combination of 20 PA Wales and West Mids activists gathered together to say hello and get to know each other with a mix of social and cultural events. The PA Wales Odyssey channel grew with loads of short little videos with the various going-ons in Wales, in case you missed it. They collected more photos of Welsh churches for episode 2 of Welsh Churches compilation video. They visited local areas of cultural significance, and they held the title of Best Table, Superior Company and Most Quality Guests at the PA conference. Well, it was good to see. So
what are these sneaky little awards that they're giving each other on the graphics?
Look, I've got to say, any event with Joe Marsh in attendance is a better event. That's all I have to say. He certainly always brings the fire. And he didn't put any Welsh words on the graphic this time, so thank you. The West Mids, this one for you, Laura.
Yep, so our media team filmed the vlog at the conference. Check it out. So that's available on the PA Odyssey channel. PA Wales and West Midlands held a joint social and cultural event in Shropshire, as well as a White British Minority by 2066 banner drop. That's the top right up there. The Staffordshire branch held a banner outside a migrant hotel in Newcastle under Lyme. PA West Mids and PA Wales held a joint event. Is this a different one? In Shrewsbury, which included homeless outreach, leafleting and banner drops. Ah, so they've done 2 events with Wales. And activists from the Warwickshire and Worcestershire branches met up for a scenic stroll around Stratford-upon-Avon.
Another... Yeah, very good. And obviously we had Tim from the West Mids on. Tim is a great guy. And look, I didn't say this on the stream, but Tim is a guy, and I'm going to embarrass him now. When he came to PA and I first met him, Tim had a few social issues. He wasn't that confident. But Tim is somebody who has grown massively in confidence during his time in PA. He now is much physically fitter. He's much mentally more astute. He is much more confident. And at the PA conference, he was the guy that I said was on the shortlist for being best dressed at the conference. He looked absolutely fantastic. You know, it just goes to show what you can achieve when you come to an event, when you come to PA and you take on board all of the all of what PA is, take it into your heart. It is very important, and he's done really well. So congratulations there, Tim. And finally, Yorkshire. This one's for me. I get to do Yorkshire this time. And I see at the bottom right-hand corner, there appears to be an unsightly egg climbing a wall. Who's that? Oh, it's Sam. PA activist Alex Yerbury's speech went on our Odyssey channel and had an excellent showing on last week's PA talk. Yeah, Alec is a rising star. Our East Yorkshire local contact Nancy was a guest on PA Patter last week, covering many topics, including her journey from the left. Nancy is an absolutely lovely woman. I remember meeting her for the first time at the PA paintballing, and despite being very petite, she put in a show like a trooper. Very, very skilled with the paintball gun. Thanks to donations from our activists, we've managed to order 20,000 leaflets for the Demographic Replacement Awareness Month. Fantastic. We've also purchased a number of PA-branded high-vis vests for use in our community work, thanks to donations. These look brilliant. Sam sent me a picture of him modelling them. Thank you, Sam. That was obviously work-related, not man-on-man flirting. PA Yorkshire also have a little something brewing to kick off. Drama on April the 1st. Teaser on Tea Time this Monday. That sounds fantastic. The contingent from Yorkshire attended the PA Southern Conference. We had two nationalist businesses there, Faithful Hound Honey and Syrups, along with Graham Artells. I know the guy who makes the Faithful Hound Honey and Syrups. This guy is one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. He's a real character, and he is sort of a salt of the earth farmer. And I can tell you this, buy his produce. Everything this man does is the highest quality. He's one of the nicest guys you could hope to meet. He really does deserve your support. And on the 19th, they had a PA fitness event in South Yorkshire, while we also had a crossover event with the Northwest leafleting WIKE in aid of the British Democrats' local election campaign. In one day, we did a third of the ward. Well, that is the end for the regional roundup. But what a packed month. I mean, Laura, what can you say to that? I mean, every month it just goes from strength to strength.
Yeah, each month the graphics become harder and harder to make, and I have to keep making the text and the images smaller and smaller. I think I might have to go portrait, and you're going to have to scroll down or something during the stream because there's just too much activity going on. But it's a good problem to have.
Success is a good problem to have. Too much success is the problem you want. Well, we do have some questions. We do have some super chats. Laura, we've got a couple, but let's spam that chat. If anyone wants to super chat, we've got a handful here, but there is still sort of 25 minutes of the show before we go and introduce ourselves to the CivNets. Stan One gave $14. Thank you so much, my friend. And he says, here's to a successful campaign. Also, if you want to donate, you can donate via cryptocurrency on my cryptos or on my Telegram, my Gab, my BitChute, my Odyssey. Colonel Mustard gave £5. Thank you so much. And said, hey, Laura, just regarding that article in The Sun, are they going to correct the error and print PA's full response? Or are they still pretending to not know what Indigenous people are? Maybe you want to tell everyone a little bit about this, Laura, because you've been on the attack, haven't you?
Week. It was one of those things that did me head in, and I just thought, I'm just not going to let this slip. So I've been basically phoning and emailing all week because we gave them a statement. We gave them three sentences, and they printed part of the second sentence but made it out like it was a full sentence, so like capitalized the first word that they used when it wasn't the first word, and they can't do that. I mean, the whole article is just absolutely rubbish. It's so effeminate and over the top, but one thing they can't do is change our statement. So I finally got through when I phoned them up today, and the guy on the phone was just a proper hatchling, and he was like, what do you mean Indigenous? And he started being all like, he said something like, are you sticking up for the Vikings? Are you defending the Vikings? It was just such an asshole, honestly. And I just said to him, look, if you don't understand what the word Indigenous means, go and Google it. But at the minute, I'm only concerned about my statement being corrected. So he said, I'll speak to the editor and we'll see what we can do. So he's passed the message over to the editor, and the editor might change the statement or might just tell us where to go, probably the second, to be honest. But I wanted to let them know that they're not just going to have an easy ride and print whatever they want and then we're going to leave it. They have had a few emails and a few phone calls from me, and even if they don't change it, maybe next time they'll think they're onto us, so we'll do it properly. But yeah, just total hatchling, and they might have changed it. I don't know if anyone wants to check the article, but I don't think they will.
Well, I've got to say, there's one person you don't want to get on the wrong side of, and that is Laura Towler. She is very, very vociferous when somebody has wronged her. J520 Sam gave $5. Thank you, my friend. He says, What does the panel think about the recent spate of young nationalists getting into bother with the state for sharing spicy content online? Well, I think this guy must be referring to Telegram pages. And this is a bit of a warning for you all. I'll let Laura give her take after I've said this. But there is an issue now with Telegram where people are sharing content from Telegram pages and then getting a visit from the police for sharing that content, even if that content is legal. Now, you're thinking to yourself, well, why are they getting a visit from the police? How could you be arrested for that? Well, what the police are saying is if you've shared content from a Telegram page and that Telegram page has illegal content on it, even if you didn't know about it, and even if you didn't share the illegal content, you can get arrested. And this is really, really worrying. And it's pretty ridiculous, actually. It's like saying, well, I shared a recipe from a Facebook page, but that Facebook page 6 months ago shared a recipe for, I don't know, something illegal. So because I shared a recipe for, you know, chocolate muffins, I'm now going to get arrested because, you know, people followed the link back, they could find illegal material. But that's what they're saying. The police are now saying that if you share material on Telegram from a Telegram page that has shared something illegal, so say you shared a link to a book on a Telegram page, and it was a book about, I don't know, ancient European civilizations, but that Telegram page also featured books that were illegal or sort of inflammatory in some way, you could then be in trouble, even though you shared the link to a book that was completely legal. Because there are books hosted there that are illegal, you can get into trouble. So I think this is a really, really worrying development. And what I suggest to any activists out there is be very, very sure about what you're sharing before you share it. Laura, do you want to give your take on that? Because this is obviously very worrying.
Yeah, I think PA have always done a lot to try and offer whatever guidance we can with regards to how you can keep yourself out of trouble. I know when me and Sam had our house raided, we released a guide on the PA website that said, you know, just make sure you don't have all these things on your computer or in your house, because even though you're not doing anything wrong, the police will try and spin it that way. We've obviously released guides on what you should say to the police, which is basically nothing. You know, we've done all these things trying to advise people how to keep out of trouble. And this is just another one, really. I mean, I would hope that PA supporters had the common sense not to have a massive file on their computer that they don't know what it is. I mean, it's like if you get an email attachment and you don't know what it is, you don't click on it, do you? You don't download it. Someone sent me a few books by email the other day and I just thought, I'm not going to have them on my computer because I don't know what they are. You just have to be careful. And it's something that we keep reiterating over and over again. And I just hope that no PA supporters get caught in that.
Yeah, I've had similar things to this myself. I've had people send me things saying, oh, I've got a link to this archive. It's full of really interesting stuff. Maybe you want to download it and have a go through it. You know, there's loads of information there. And I think to myself straight away, this sounds really, really dodgy. This doesn't sound good. You know, so you want to be really, really careful. If people are sending you links to certain drives and saying, you know, download everything on there, mate. It's wonderful information. Use it all. It's all great. Be very careful. And also, if you are sharing content from a Telegram page and you think that Telegram page is a little spicy and may contain stuff that's either inflammatory, stuff that is potentially illegal, so it might contain manifestos or manuals that you shouldn't be in anyone's possession, think twice about just sharing stuff willy-nilly. That's very important. Carlotta gave €3, thank you so much, and said, should we let lockdown and mandate enablers get away with it? They cause a lot of unnecessary suffering, and now we have more and more evidence of their lies and unethical decisions. I don't think we should let anyone get away with it, but I'm not really sure what we can do. I mean, I still comment on COVID every now and again, and I think we made clear our points, but I'm not sure if there's a huge groundswell of support amongst the general public for all this to be dragged up again and discussed again. What do you think, Laura?
I think everything that our people have suffered should be remembered. So I don't think we should drag it up again and again and again, but I think we should certainly remember who's done what and how we've suffered for it. And don't let people, you know, forget what they did to us.
I agree. Thank you. Alex the Cossack gave £3. Thank you so much. And said, I love this new initiative and the name is very catchy. Drama to ensure that British people in Britain shall not be replaced. Thank you very much. St. Harrison gave £3. Thank you so much. And said, I'll be making a hedgehog box, not as elaborate as Essex Anglo's this weekend to show how easy it is. Video out next week so everyone can have a go. If a real man like me can do it, anyone can. Thank you very much, St. Harrison.
That's got to be a funny video. I cannot imagine St. Harrison doing DIY.
Do you think he's going to get his lovely girlfriend involved? Do you think it's going to be a couples event?
I reckon she's probably better at DIY than he is.
I think St. Harrison's girlfriend is not just a looker. I think she's got some brains and skills as well. She's a good woman. You did well for yourself there, St. Harrison. Bill Biz gave $20. Thank you so much. And said, We Were Never Asked was a great documentary. I wonder what kind of numbers we could get if we conducted in the US. PA, keep up the good fight. Thank you so much, my friend. And finally, Bill Atheling gave £5. Thank you so much. And said, Superb stuff, PA. This is a nationalist cause that is people for the people by the people. Well, thank you very much. So that is the end of the super chats tonight, but we do have some non-paid questions, and if you want to super chat, you still can. Laura, you can put the links in that you have been putting the links in the chat, but if people want to super chat, they can. You can super chat either through Odyssey or Entropy. And then somebody's asked a question. Canunos has asked, your takes on Ben Wallace and Preeti Patel getting trolled by Russian pranksters. I haven't heard about this, but I'd like to see it. And I certainly do think the trolling of out of touch, hideous anti-white MPs in this country should be something that's applauded. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I haven't seen it either, but not a fan of Preeti Patel. So if anyone's got it, feel free to send us it.
Yeah, I would certainly be having a laugh at that. And again, I'm not a big fan of Preeti Patel either. So to be honest, I'll be looking forward to seeing that. And thank you for the 5 Odyssey tokens. Remember, you can send cash donations through Odyssey or their crypto. A large caved head Wojak 14 said, did you see the recent terrorist attack in Belgium, which the media are currently trying to claim isn't a terrorist attack? I did. And this is happening all over, unfortunately. There was also a very nasty incident where a very attractive woman in the UK, she was 27, she was a model, a very, very nice looking, and a Muslim man just walked up to her and smashed a glass in her face in a bar for not because she didn't have a headdress on. Absolutely disgusting. Got another question here. What are your thoughts on P&O Ferry sacking their staff and replacing them with cheap foreign labour? What do you think of that, Laura?
I think it's disgusting, and I couldn't believe it when it first broke, that story. I was actually at my grandma's house and she started telling me about it, and it one of those things where I was like, no, grandma, you've got that wrong. You know, they haven't sacked all the staff and replaced them with cheap labour. And she was like, no, I haven't. I just didn't believe it. And then when I had a look, I was so shocked. I don't know how they can get away with doing that. It's shocking.
Well, I got to say this. We talk about the importance of PA, and PA obviously is important. It is important what we are doing. But I've got to say this. One of the important things about PA is the fact that when something does happen like this, PA does do something about it. So obviously this was absolutely terrible. This is the kind of thing that we, you know, don't want to see. This is the kind of thing that's an absolute affront to British people. But, and this is very important, PA were the organization which were out there in Dover, you know, doing a banner drop about this, supporting the people on the streets. And I think that's very, very important. I think it's important that we were able to, you know, we were able to be out there and do that. What do you think, Laura? It was a great response from London to actually manage to get out there straight away and do this.
Yeah, it was a fast response from London. And it's these... Oh, something's fallen over. It's... you all right, Sam? Yeah, it's these kind of things that if you get the timing right, sometimes you get in the media as well. I don't think we were in the media this time, but there's nothing to say that we won't be next time. And it just generates further publicity. And I think the public like to see that somebody is responding quickly to it. So well done to London for doing that.
Superb. Green Dragon asks, St George's Day and two bank holidays in April. So some great opportunities in this month. There are indeed. VM said, like Indigenous Peoples Day, would you try to push other nationalist groups across the world to participate too, i.e. NJP, Nordic Resistance, Le Braves, or Action Zealandia? No, this is more of a British thing. What we're really trying to do here is hammer home this 2066, or 2006, if you are a complete fool when typing an important email like me, or if you're a useless proofreader like Laura, who obviously wasn't doing her job that day, you know. But it is really important we get this into the heads of British people, because one thing I've got to say is when we were never asked. The response from people when they were presented with this evidence, when they were presented with the truth, when they were presented with newspaper clippings showing, you know, the truth of this, was they were appalled. And they were also, some of them were shocked it was happening. We were out in several areas all over Yorkshire that day. And I was actually out in Wakefield in West Yorkshire, which is a pretty white city. And people there were absolutely appalled it was happening, but some of them were shocked. And you have to actually say, look, this is happening. This is here's sort of like a, you know, a learned report. Here's something that's been cited in the press. What do you think about it? And they were worried. And I think, you know, if we get this into people's heads, it will raise awareness and it will get people talking about something very important. So, but it is really a British centric thing. And Kelt said, Urba Derba's new breakfast show on LBRY discussed critically endangered crafts. How might PA preserve these? Well, I think our heritage and our traditions are attacked in multiple ways. And what we're seeing here is a full frontal attack, not just on us as the dominant ethnic group here in the UK, but also on our culture, our tradition, our way of life, our history. And it would be great as PA grows to see PA groups take up the mantle of teaching some of our sort of more forgotten or sort of, how can I say it, less popular arts, crafts, and things that the British people used to do, because a lot of these things, a lot of our traditions are going down, are disappearing. Now, I live in a place where there's a lot of sort of strange, well, not strange, they're old customs that are dying out. I remember when we just had Sophia, somebody came up in the street and said, oh, you might think this is a little odd, but I want to give you a pound coin. And we were like, oh, thank you. And he said, it's for your daughter. And he said, it's an old miner's custom to give a pound coin to a newborn baby when they see them. It's something that miners used to do. And this would have happened all over West Yorkshire in mining towns. But there aren't any miners anymore. There are no miners. You know, because all the mines were closed, the pits were shuttered, careers were ruined, lives were ruined, entire estates went from being proud, decent places to being sink estates. But these things are important traditions. And for this poor old guy, you know, he was lovely. He came over, he spoke to us, he gave a pound coin to Sophia. And that's his tradition, that's his way of life. But that's going to be gone soon. That'll be forgotten. It'll be over. It'll be done with. And that's very sad, because maybe he's the last generation that will do that, because there aren't any more miners. And we should be preserving these things. We should be remembering these things. What do you think about that, Laura? Is that something we could branch out to in the future?
Yeah, definitely. And I haven't seen Urda Berda's stream, but in relation to crafts, is he talking about making things or?
Yeah, sort of crafts and traditions, things like that.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that, because that sounds like something I'd be really interested in. And I like to do all that kind of stuff. I mean, I have a sewing machine now. I don't get much time to sew. I don't want to brag, but I did sew a square. That's about as far as the way through my book that I've got. I can sew a square. But yeah.
It's better than what I can do.
It's really complicated, you know. You've got to like thread the wire through it. Yeah, it's difficult. But yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to make clothes and, you know, make clothes for Catherine as well as she's growing up. So I think anything like that that you can do, it's good to embrace a few hobbies that our grandparents were able to do, even things like knitting and crochet and cross stitch and gardening stuff and baking. And I've just made handmade gifts for our mums and grandmas for Mother's Day as well on Sunday. So anything
you make them for grandmas as well?
Yeah.
I've always thought that's a bit odd. You see, I didn't know whether to get my mum something from Sophia because it's like, it's Mother's Day. It's not sort of, I don't know. I always thought it was a bit odd. Maybe that's a Yorkshire thing.
Maybe.
Or maybe I'm just like a, maybe I just don't understand it properly. But I did think that was a bit odd. I don't feel that was a bit odd. Because like I went into the shop and there was always like to my grandma on Mother's Day. And I was like, oh, that's strange. Because she's not your mum. She's your grandma. But maybe I don't understand these things.
It's my first Mother's Day.
It is your first Mother's Day. Indeed. And we have one last question. 007 said, Marion Marcel Le Pen brought up the 2060 in regards to when the French will become a minority in France. Awareness of the great replacement is growing. Well, thank you so much. And that is the end of the question. So, Laura, shall we have a quick wrap-up before we join up? We jump over to Unity News Network?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to everyone for being here. And it's one of those months where we had the conference, so we weren't sure how busy things would be, but the regions have just been so busy. So thanks to everyone who helps out at PIER, whatever you do, you know, whether you're a regional organiser, an officer, an activist, a community member, someone who helps out online, someone who helps out behind the scenes. There's so many jobs. Thanks to everyone who's watched the stream tonight. Obviously, I will be back on Monday for tea time with Sam and Laura, but before that, we have this conversation with some civic nationalists that started in 4 minutes, and it's also the PIER book club on Sunday as well. So yeah, I'll pass it back because we've only got 4 minutes left.
It is. We've got lots of things planned this weekend. We've got book club. Thank you to everyone who's watched. This has been a slightly shorter stream this month. Sometimes we go on for just over an hour and a half or pushing 2 hours. But you've got to remember, this is the second PA update of the month. We have the conference update at the beginning of the month. So we've done, you know, plenty of stuff. You know, you've really got two streams this month. So, and we wanted to make this slightly shorter because myself and Laura are going to do a 2 hour stream now with Unity News Network. I'll be posting that to my Telegram and Gab page right away. But I'd just like to do the thank yous. Thank you to Laura, obviously. Thank you to the regional organizers who joined us. Thank you to everyone who donated. If you want to make a donation but haven't yet, you can do so by cryptocurrency, or you can write to me at market4@westernman.com and I can send you my bank details. All donations are gratefully received. So please, if you haven't and wish to, you can do that. And finally, I'd like to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'll be back on Sunday. Laura will be back on Monday. And Mark and Laura, as a dynamic duo, will be back in 3 minutes and 9 seconds. So we look forward to that. And I'll see you all again soon. Thank you. Stay strong. Keep fighting. And have a lovely weekend. Good night, everybody.